Expelled from his order, a young friar's priestly calling hangs in the balance. Amidst the darkness, Padre Pio's words offer a glimmer of hope. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a fellow member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story takes us on a journey shared by Friar Terenzio Farina, as recounted in the book De Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina by Father Marcelino Iasanzaniero. It all started during World War II, when the Germans were retreating north, reaching the Italian region of Irpinia. In a small town called Montefusco, some Allied soldiers set up camp in the garden of a Capuchin convent. Little did they know that a night would come when German planes would bomb their positions. In the face of danger, the religious members sought refuge in the convent cellar and managed to save themselves. However, the next morning, the young philosophy students, who were studying to become priests, felt frightened and decided to distance themselves from the ongoing battle, which seemed reasonable enough. But the problem was, they decided to leave without seeking permission from their superiors. Some decided to seek sanctuary in nearby convents, whilst others made their way back to their hometowns to be with their families. Now here's where it gets interesting. When Father Provincial Agostino da San Marco in Lamis learned about this unauthorized departure, he made a stern decision. He decided that those students who had left without permission should be expelled from the Capuchin order, including our Friar Terenzio Farina, even though he had regretted his decision and returned to the convent the same day he left. Father Carmelo de Cesano, the director of the convent in Montefusco, delivered the news to Friar Terenzio, instructing him to go back home. Can you imagine the scene? Terenzio must have been devastated. Filled with sadness, he embarked on a journey to Foggia, boarding an American military truck. However, something inside him stirred when he reached his homeland. Instead of continuing home as planned, he made a detour to San Giovanni Rotondo. He felt an overwhelming need to seek Padre Pio's guidance. So he arrived at the convent around 11 a.m. when Padre Pio had just finished confessing women and had retired to cell number 5. Overwhelmed with emotions, Terenzio embraced Padre Pio and tears filled his eyes as he expressed his deep sorrow for leaving behind the Franciscan way of life. Terenzio had a deep sense of calling to become a priest, and he could not easily leave it all behind. Padre Pio listened without any trace of worry. With a warm smile, he assured him, "Your superiors insist you return home? Then you must obey. Returning to your family doesn't mean abandoning your calling. You see, I too spent years at home, yet I remain devoted to the order. Go in peace and you will become a priest." With a newfound sense of peace in his heart, Terenzio bid farewell, carrying with him Padre Pio's prophecy that he would indeed one day become a priest. But before going home, he went to the convent in Cerignola, his hometown, and spoke to Father Paulino, a kind-hearted friar who knew the value of Padre Pio's words. Terenzio shared his situation and mentioned his encounter with Padre Pio. Father Paulino, who spent a few years with Padre Pio in San Giovanni Rotondo, said, "Padre Pio said you can trust being with your family, then do as he said." Terenzio took the advice to heart and found peace as he reunited with his family at home. Time passed, and about a year later, in November 1944, Father Paulino was appointed as the provincial father of the province of Foggia. Terenzio returned to the familiar walls of the convent, eager to continue his journey. He completed his studies, acquiring the knowledge and skills needed for his calling. Then, On the meaningful day of March 27, 1949, Terencio's dedication and perseverance paid off, as he was ordained as a priest. But Terencio's journey was far from over. It had only just begun. In November of the same year, he embarked on a mission in Africa, as assigned by the Capuchins of his province. For the next 22 years, Terencio devoted himself to serving the poorest and most vulnerable in various African regions, including Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Chad. Terencio's journey serves as a powerful reminder that in times of uncertainty, it's essential to remain patient and trust in God's plan, even when the circumstances seem to suggest otherwise. For when God desires something, He has the power to move mountains and overcome any obstacles in our path. So may we trust in God's infinite wisdom and rely on His strength to guide us through the challenges and uncertainties of life. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.